Hello everyone, welcome to Morning English, this is January.
Hi everybody, this is Nora. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。
Nora, 说到名媛，你会想到谁？
名媛啊，突然这样问，我的第一反应就是最近的上海名媛，说他们拼单奢侈品。
对，不过我讲的是真正的名媛。
Right, then how about Paris Hilton?
Great minds think alike.
英雄所见略同啊。
对 ,Paris Hilton. 有些人可能并不了解他，但是听听他那尊贵的姓氏 Hilton.
没有错，就是著名的希尔顿酒店是他家的。He's the heiress to the Hilton group of hotels.
That's right, heiress is one who has received or will receive a large amount of wealth. Heir 指的就是男继承人，那 heiress 指的就是女继承人。
Right, 比如说在《权力的游戏》里面的 Daenerys, she is the rightful heiress to the throne.
是的，那大家猜一猜 Paris Hilton 家里已经富到什么程度了呢？
I know that her ducks live in their own million-dollar mansion.
是的 ,mansion 指的就是豪宅，就是说 Paris 她的狗狗啊都有自己单独的百万美元的豪宅。
真的是慕了。那今天啊我们就一起来聊一聊这个美国的头号名媛。Paris Hilton.
那今天我们这期节目的内容呢都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。 OK, first, 我们说 Paris 它是名媛，那英文怎么说名媛这个单词呢？
The word is socialite. Social 就是指的社交嘛，那么后面这个 ite 的后缀呢就把这个单词变成了一个名词，指的是社交名流名媛。So Paris Hilton was first introduced to fans as a socialite.
Yeah, 最开始大家都知道 Paris 其实因为他家里的身世背景，我记得我在网站上看过一句话评价就非常的经典。Before there was the Instagram influencer, there was socialite.Before there was Kim Kardashian, there was Paris Hilton.
对的，意思就是说呢，在有 Instagram 的网红之前是有社交名媛的，而在金卡戴珊之前呢，就有帕里斯希尔顿。
对 ，Paris 之前就直言不讳的说 ，I created Kim Kardashian. Her family owns me life.
Well, that's true to some extent. 她可以算得上是网红的鼻祖吧。Even Kim Kardashian.Her friend and former assistant followed the same path to worldwide fame a few years later.
没错，当年卡戴珊呀，也不过是她的提包小妹，还命令卡戴珊清理她的衣柜。So you can say Paris Hilton is the proto influencer.
Yeah, being proto means being the first, especially from which other similar things develop.
对 ，proto 指的就是典型的、原型的。Influencer 指的就是网红，那合起来 Proto influencer 指的就是网红的鼻祖，
或者其实也可以用另外一个词 Original 最初的、Original social media influencer。
是的，不过 Paris 她最初期的时候还是备受争议的。 So many people criticize her that she's famous for being famous and that she essentially did nothing to earn her fame except for being rich。
是的，意思就是指责他不过就是家里有钱，因为家里出名而出名了。那不过这些年啊，其实如果真正去了解帕里斯他做过的事情的话呢，你就会发现 She's not just a dumb blonde.
对，其实她并不是一个无脑的金发女。最近她出了一个纪录片叫做 This is Paris. 第一个镜头就是不同以往的风格。She didn't wear her flashy pink outfits, her giant diamond ring.
对，她既没有穿浮夸的那种粉色的还有华丽的大衣，也没有戴她的那个钻戒啊。
对，反正就是一开始就是非常正经的介绍自己。
那各大媒体也对这件事情进行了报道。 Anyway, in the documentary, the heiress and proto influencer says that she spent nearly 2 decades playing a character. Now, she's ready to be herself.
Right, play a characterCharacter 意思就是 role, 角色，所以这个短语啊就相当于 play a role, 扮演角色。Paris 这个纪录片主要目的就是想告诉大家真实的她，而不是之前在荧幕上她所扮演的那个角色。
Yeah, she played multiple characters before. You know, she recorded music, modeled, appeared at parties, and made TV cameos.
的确啊，他出演真人秀，出歌，当模特，当演员，虽然只是配角 cameos， 但是真的就扮演了很多的角色。
是的。
而这次呢，他在纪录片里面就说到 I built this kind of shield around me. I'm kind of this persona. A mask to hide behind. Because I've been through so much, well, I just didn't even want to think about it anymore.
那刚刚这句话中呢，第一个要注意的单词 shield， 字面意思呢就是士兵战场上拿的盾。那有个美剧叫做神盾局，就是用这个单词啊。那意义我们去理解的话呢，可以把它理解为保护的屏障或者是外表。
Yeah, for instance, she hid her true feelings behind a shield of cold indifference.
就是说她把自己的真实情感隐藏在冷漠的外表后面。
Right, and another word, persona, it refers to the aspect of one's character or nature that they present to other people.
Persona, 拼写呢其实就是在 person 后面加了一个 a， 但是呢它却变成了一个名词，意思就是公开形象，而且特别指那种伪装的外表。
也就是我们说的人设，对吧？
对。
For example, her persona is quite different from what she looks like in real life. 她在现实生活中和她的公众形象其实大不相同。
Yeah. 所以回到前面 Paris 自己说的话， I built this kind of shield around me and kind of this persona almost to hide behind. 意思就是说我过去在自己的周围制造了一种假象，几乎就是为了隐藏真正的自己。
Yeah, and this time she says, I'm happy for people to know that I'm not a dumb blonde. I'm happy for people to know that I'm not a dumb blonde. I'm just very good at pretending to be one.
Yeah, actually, I really respect her courage of doing this. Not many celebrities dare to do that.
是的，荧幕上的形象和现实生活当中肯定是有一定差距的。敢于直接说出自己真实生活的明星啊，确实是不多。
Exactly.而且她其实也非常的自立，在商业中啊也是很有头脑的。She has built a multi-billion dollar company around her image.
Yeah, she has branded stores in the Middle East and Asia. She's a very successful DJ and has released 27 fragrances among other products.
Branded stores 意思就是品牌商店、连锁店。那她用自己的名字呢开了一家公司，产品覆盖了时装呀、配饰呀、美容，而且还把店都开到了我们的淘宝上面。
没错，主要的产品就包括香水 fragrance。除此之外呢，她还是一名成功的 DJ， 出场费高达百万。
So she has managed to turn her fame into an empire that she's continued to expand over the years.
Exactly， 就感觉她现在已经是一个比较成熟的商人，绝不是一般靠遗产的名媛可以比的。我记得他之前说过一句话，印象非常深刻。Dress cute wherever you go, life is too short to blend in.
Blending, it means being similar to other people or objects. 翻译为混合、融入。
对，那他刚刚那句话的意思就是说，不管到哪都要打扮得非常的俏丽。生命短暂，没有必要从众，和别人是一样的。
感觉说得很对呢。I should dress cute wherever I go from now on.
对，即便不是名媛，也要做精致的猪猪女孩。
Absolutely. All right. 那今天呢，我们就一起聊了真正的名媛 Paris Hilton。
那今天的笔记呢，也都为大家整理好了。欢迎大家到微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“加油”两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。Thank you so much for listening. This is Jen.
This is Nora. See you next time.
Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。